Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. Alan Friedman is our guest, as I promised you. Alan is the author of the Internet Glossary and Quick Reference Guide. He's also the author of the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, which is just an outstanding resource on a number. It's actually multimedia. It's a book. It's a CD. It's a website. And he's our go-to guy when it comes to technology. Alan, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to be back. Have you back on the show, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year, and congratulations on your 5 years.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we did that. That was a milestone we made in November, and we're rocking and rolling in our sixth year, thanks to good folks like you who help us make this happen.
Fantastic.
I'm excited about getting into the 2003 technology discussion with you. And one of the things I know you want to talk about is something that I recently kind of looked into. I didn't get serious about it, but I looked into it, and that's the flat panel monitors,
uh-huh.
The flat screen monitors.
Well, I couldn't live without them, I'll tell you that.
Well, but see, you got all this money, so it doesn't matter to you. See?
Well, that may not be the case.
Well, let me say this.
There's
I've got a 19-inch screen that I use on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I might be able to afford the 15-inch, but I don't want to go down. I want to go up.
Uh-huh. Well,
So the one I'm coveting, the flat-screen monitor I'm coveting is the 22-inch landscape.
Okay. How much is it?
It's probably about $2,000.
Uh-huh. Well, the 18-inches are getting down to $700.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They've gotten, but if you understand all the reasons why you should have one, you might do it a little sooner. I've had flat panels for 4 years now. First of all, the less
folks, by the way, folks, if he says he's had flat screens for 4 years, that means he paid big bucks for them.
In some cases.
Yeah.
In some cases, they were loaned and never got them back.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, right?
The less room on the desk, I thought was meaningless. It turns out it's a lot more meaningful than you think. But mm-hmm. That's not the big thing.
Yeah.
The big thing is it uses a lot less power.
Yeah.
And most importantly, a lot less radiation beaming at you.
Wow. I hadn't thought about this, the health factor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Almost radiation-free compared to being blasted with your CRT.
Right. Okay, now all those things sound nice, but you haven't told us anything about the usability, the quality of what you're looking at.
Well, that's the beauty. It's crisper around the edges and brighter and sharper, and once you get onto flat panels, you really don't want to go back to a CRT just for the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Just for that.
Well, what about, now, I went into an audio video store the other day,
uh-huh.
And they had these plasma screens.
Right.
That almost made things 3D.
Right.
Now, does the new flat panel monitors do that?
Well, the flat panel monitors are LCD, just like your laptop.
Right.
They're really just nothing more than a laptop screen.
Okay.
Except they're bigger in most cases if you have a desktop. Although right. They can be the same size, too. Laptops are now 15, 16.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are 15 inches, yeah.
Yeah. But one other little interesting thing about them that most people don't realize is there's no glare.
Huh.
And had that not been the case, I'd have been in real trouble because I built a new office 4 years ago and I didn't realize that my design had a window facing right into all the screens.
Oh, my goodness.
And had I not planned to use flat panels, I would have been in trouble.
Wow.
No glare. And that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So you got Mr. Sunshine coming right in over your shoulder there without a problem.
And that's after I carefully designed the new office so that everything would be perfect.
Thinking you had everything figured out.
But I did. I had the flat panels in mind, so thank God.
So you were subliminally a genius. Is that what you're saying?
Subliminally didn't know what I was doing, and it worked out. Because if I hadn't, I don't know what I would have done, actually. I would have been very upset.
Well, you know, you're even smarter than we thought, Alice.
Well.
Even if... Even in your subconscious.
Subconsciously, maybe. I wish I was smarter consciously.
Well, also, then there is that thing about, you know, that God looks after fools and small children, so I don't know which one you fit into that one. But
I'm sure. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Now, is there anything we need to know about buying a flat screen monitor?
Well, they're all so darn good today. I have about five different brands.
You got five different flat screen monitors?
No, I have about, let's see, I have 8 flat panels.
Oh, my God. Folks, this is how this guy makes a living, though. I mean, he makes his living looking at evaluating technology products. I mean, so I guess that makes sense. But I'm feeling a little deficient because I guess I do have one in my laptop. I don't have, I have a flat screen. So I guess maybe I have one.
Right.
I didn't even know that I had.
Yes,
bye, Alan. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Alan Friedman. More fun to come. We're back at 17 till. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. This week, if you subscribe this week, you can still get my predictions, my 2003 predictions and my 2002 predictions, including what happened. How well did I do? How did I do? Actually, I'll give you a little hint. I did pretty darn well. So check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. Listen to archives and a replay of the show. Listen live. You can read articles, lots of stuff. And Alan Friedman is our guest, and he's got an outstanding website, too. Alan, give it to us.
It's computerlanguage.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, we advertise our CD-ROMs as well as the strange world we live in. Give away the content free of charge.
So you can go there, and you can use it in bite sizes if you want to, but if you'd like to have it right there on your desk, then you can subscribe or buy one of his CDs or buy one of his books. If you go to a bookstore, you'll find his book, Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, with the CD in the back of the book.
That's right.
So he's everywhere. So check that out when you get a chance. And you actually allow people to license your products too, don't you?
Yes, we sell it to websites, to companies, any technical company that wants to put a search box on their site and offer all of our 16,000 definitions to the public at large.
Yeah, check that out when you get a chance. Okay, we're talking about technology anytime Alan joins us, folks, but we were talking specifically about flat-screen monitors. One last thing on that, Alan. What should we expect to pay, and what size should we buy?
Well, I think 18-inch, really.
At least 18?
Yeah, and they're getting to an affordable price. Some really good ones are down to $600-$700.
For 18 inches?
For 18 inches, and they're well worth it.
Okay.
And that's the exact size, not like the CRT 18-inch.
Right.
It's really a 16-inch.
It's 18 inches from side to side?
It's still diagonal, but it's a real
full,
number.
All the way into the corners.
That's right, but it's a real number. The CRT numbers were never real. They were always fake.
Right.
And the flat panel numbers are actual. It is. You can measure it. If it says 18 inches, it's 18 inches.
And you're right about the desktop thing. I mean, you got a lot more room, don't you? I mean.
Yeah, it seems like it's unimportant because I always thought, well, it's behind the desk. But somehow or other, it does give you a lot more room to do things or put things on your desk.
Right.
Or have a smaller desk, and therefore that's an advantage.
What about hanging it on the wall? Can you hang it on the wall?
Yes, you can. You could hang them on one of those Luxo lamp type of sliders, where you can move it around, on a hinge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of options there too.
Let's move over and talk about a little controversy. What's going on with Microsoft and Java these days?
Well, Sun sued Microsoft. Sun Microsystems sued Microsoft privately. And the judge just awarded them Sun won, and said Microsoft has to ship Java with Windows.
And folks, this is not the same thing as the USB Microsoft. This is another case.
That's right. This was a private case, Sun against Microsoft. And
Sun was a big part of starting the USB Microsoft case.
Very much so.
Yeah, they were sort of the instigators of that. This is a separate case. that you say that they won. And decision came out with, what, the last 30 days or so?
Yes, it did. And I don't think it's being appealed, but in the meantime, the court awarded Sun won and said Microsoft must ship Java. And what that means is that Java is a universal platform. And when you write a program in Java, it will run on any hardware platform, Windows, Unix, Macintosh, exactly the same program for any platform. And that's what Microsoft has not wanted and has fought for years to try to confuse the issue with Java.
But what's that, how does that impact just the regular users?
Well, it impacts the regular user in the sense that if somebody comes up with if everybody is running Java programs routinely and someone comes up with an interesting Java application, it will run on your computer no matter what you have. You have a Macintosh, and you've got a Java, what they call a Java virtual machine, mm-hmm. which all platforms have, which means it will run the Java program. It means you can run that application. It's not just a Windows-only or Unix-only or Mac-only or mainframe-only application.
Uh-huh.
And that's what anybody that has a proprietary system is afraid of. They want.
So what you're saying is that if you have a Windows operating system without Java, and somebody ships you, you buy a program, or somebody sends you a new program, then you can't run it because you don't have Java. But without even knowing maybe that you've got Java with a new ruling, it goes out automatically with Windows. When somebody sends you that program, it'll just work.
That's right. You can go to the Sun Microsystem site and download the Java, but it's something that users.
Well, we've all received things from people that files or whatever that we tried to open and we couldn't open it because we didn't have the hardware. I mean the program, the software.
That's right.
And so now, if Java happens to be what was needed with the new ruling, you'll be able to open more of those.
That's right. A lot of people think this is not the end of the world and it's a little too late. In terms of making any real impact, but this has been a holy grail for 40 years in the business. Write a program and have it run on any different kind of computer you have.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is this going to give new life to Java?
Well, the Java people think so. The anti-Java people think it doesn't mean much. So we'll have to see. Java should have been. And by the way, Java is widely used.
Yeah,
the server side.
Right.
We're talking about the client side.
And for web development.
Yes, but on the server side, Java is used extensively on the web.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in your PC, that's not the case. And that's where it was initially thought to be important.
Well, another thing, because of the acrimony between Sun and Microsoft, this is a moral victory for Sun. I'm sure they're thinking that.
That's
Tim
right.
Till, stand by. We'll be right back with our good friend Alan Friedman. We're going to talk about broadband when we come back. We're back at 7 till. Alan Friedman is our guest. And folks, I've got an announcement to make. Something I just learned. I knew he'd been around a while. I've seen him. He's like me. He's been around the block a time or two. Alan Friedman is, as of 2003, his company is celebrating 25 years in business. Alan, I just can't tell you how big a deal that is to me. That you've been able to accomplish that, and I know it is to you and Irma and all the folks there at your organization. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Jim.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's say it all together. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. If we have the best folks in our brain trust. We have the absolute very best people in the world right here to help you, to give you, pass this information along to you. They're so dedicated. They're all busy, but they give us their time, and Alan is just an absolute perfect example of the very best of our brain trust. Alan, I just want you to know that, my little five-year deal now pales in comparison.
Well, I didn't mention that because of that. I just sort of thought of it when you said 5 years.
I'm glad to know that. And I mean, I knew you'd been around for a while, but I didn't know it was 25 years. That, folks, just go, that puts him back into the 70s.
Well, do you know how long I've been in the computer field, Jim?
How long?
43 years.
Wow. Started when he was two.
I wish.
Well, you know what? You know what, Alan? I started working on my first... I started working with computers first in 1975.
Uh-huh.
You probably didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
When I was with Sears. And I had a PC in 1981.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
That's not bad. That's that's good.
So I've been around a while myself, but I haven't been making my living like you have that way. Anybody who can do what you've been doing for 25 years, you know, we had Greg Sullivan is the president of G.A. Sullivan & Company. He's a software solutions company,
uh-huh.
and they just celebrated their 20th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And so he's another example of some outstanding folks in our brain trust. Okay, let's move back and talk about broadband as we wrap up the hour.
Okay.
Broadband is really growing. I read an article recently that I've reported, Alan, that only 12% of households in America have broadband. But I saw an article recently that says that number has recently grown to 15%. 100,000 a month new subscribers across the country, either by cable modem or DSL, and that it's going to be, by the end of the year, maybe as much as 18%.
That's right. You probably read the same article I did. And they say by 2006, they expect 25 million more to go analog.
Out of the 107 households or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And so tell us how that's going to change the world.
Well, I think if you're still in an analog modem, you don't appreciate the value of the Internet. I think it's an exercise in patience that a lot of us don't have in this fast-paced world. And I think that's just a problem. I've had a sort of somewhere in between analog and broadband. I've had an ISDN situation here for several years because mm-hmm. we're in the sticks. And it's a lot better than analog. And I don't think I could handle going back to the analog modem because everything is a weight.
Yeah.
It just makes all the difference in the world. It really does.
Well, it does. And I have DSL at the office, but I have dial-up at home. And I've got good dial-up at home. I get 48, 49K regularly.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty good for dial-up. A lot of people who have the problem with dial-up is it's not if you get 50K or 48K or so. The problem is most people with dial-up only get 24.
That's right. And also even with broadband, you have to understand too that it's the server at the other end that can clog things up. So it's not always going to be as fast as you'd like it, but it is a dramatic increase over
time. And it's not fast at all when you have a part of the backbone go down like happened Tuesday.
That's right. Then you're staring at a blank screen.
Yeah, I was down for about 3 hours because of that.
Isn't it amazing how we got used to this stuff?
Oh, listen, I was going nuts around here.
That's right. Me too.
Well, anyway, I won't go into that. But anyway, it's folks check into the broadband opportunities that are there, especially in your business. If you're connecting more and more to people, if you're building more and more of a community in cyberspace, it's really important, isn't it, Alan?
I think so.
And it's well worth the money. I mean, there's for one thing, the money's almost nothing now.
That's right.
It's just not that expensive anymore.
It's going from $23 to $45.
Yeah, exactly. Not that big a deal.
Right.
Alan, good job today. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, and same to you, Jim.
Give us your website one more time.
Computerlanguage.com.
Check it out, folks. Alan will be back real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.